Five of the six prospective attorneys general showed up at the Straz Center today. Absent was Republican Pam Bondi, who reportedly had to be a witness in court. The candidates took up issues one would expect in Florida, like pill mills and the death penalty. But in a year where many candidates are locking in with their parties on national issues, it didn't take long for the focus to go federal. The elephant in the room was health care reform. Republican Attorney General Bill McCollum, who is running for governor, is suing the Fed over the issue. Republican Holly Benson said she supports the lawsuit.
It is unconstitutional and violates both the Commerce Clause and the 10th Amendment. And in order to prevent further violations of the Constitution by the federal government, then I believe we need to stand up to this.
Until she announced her AG bid, Benson had served as Secretary of the Agency for Healthcare Administration. State Senator Dan Gelber, a South Florida Democrat also in the race for Attorney General, offered a rebuttal.
You're wrong.
He said there's nothing unconstitutional about the health care overhaul Congress passed in March.
4 million Floridians without health care. 800,000 children have to be so sick that they got to be taken to an emergency room for pediatric care. And that's a shame, it's a moral stain, and it's wrong. Health care should be a right, not a privilege.
Gelber said the current attorney general's lawsuit over health care reform is a frivolous political stunt. And anyway, to have so many uninsured people costs more in the long run.
Who is paying for those 4 million people in Florida right now? You are, for your property taxes. So why not tell people that they have to have health insurance? And all this Commerce Clause, how many of you have FICA taken out of your salaries? Every single person in the room. You know what that's for? For your Medicare when you grow older. It's not a violation of the Commerce Clause. It was a frivolous lawsuit politicizing the Attorney General's office. And the moment I'm Attorney General, I will recede from it.
Democrat Dave Ehrenberg, also a South Florida state senator who worked under former AG Bob Butterworth, said the office has lost its direction.
Nowadays, the AG's office, you can't even name any major lawsuit, any consumer fraud, any bit of public safety the AG has done except for spending precious dollars to file a frivolous lawsuit against the federal government. This is exactly the kind of backwards priorities we have with our current attorney general. And if we don't depoliticize this office, it will continue to be used as just a political plaything.
Jim Lewis, a prosecutor who's running without party affiliation, said the suit is a waste of resources.
To hire outside lawyers for hundreds of thousands of dollars, we can use that money a lot better, protecting Floridians, hiring more police, more first responders, putting more assistant attorney generals in the attorney general's office to do a job.
But Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp, a Republican who's also running, said McCollum's lawsuit is about more than health insurance.
But this lawsuit's not about health care. This lawsuit's about freedom. Does the Constitution mean what it says? Does the 10th Amendment mean what it says? Are we as a people going to draw a line in the sand to the federal government and say enough is enough? We're tired of getting further and further and further into our daily life. That's what's at stake here. It's not about health care at all.
Party lines seem to guide much of the conversation, though most of the candidates agreed that the death penalty should stay legal. Lewis, the only candidate not belonging to a party, was the only one who disagreed.
For every person that we have executed in the last 10 years, we have paid $23 million in attorney's fees. Is it really worth it? Wouldn't it be better to have that money to have more cops, more judges? The death penalty doesn't serve. I agree. There are some crimes that are so horrendous that seemingly the death penalty is the only right punishment. But we've got to do things differently. We can't just keep throwing money the way the old problems that we have. Families deserve justice. But at what cost? If we can't get the system right, if we can't move these people through the system so that innocent people don't end up on death row and that the guilty aren't there for 20 years, then maybe it's time we really look to abolishing the death penalty and using that money in other ways.
The primary election for the attorney general's race will take place August 24th. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.